It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny in the
corner. To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker. Kenny Walker. That's down. Swatty.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Enter.
Yes. Caught. Touchdown to Kurt Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown the receiving end.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Wednesday morning to you. It is hour number three here of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. That's Danica Haitlin and Ryan Elke. I'm Anthony Bellino. Let's get right to the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Dan, who do we have up first over there?
Freddie.
Let's get to Freddie. He wants to talk about the Detroit Lions. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Good. I'll make it quick because I know the phone rang, and hope is Scott from GR calling in about the Giants. Hey, Scott, listen, I want to tell you one thing. You said you love Stanford, and you watched him here for 11 years do nothing, not win a division, not win a playoff game, win nothing. I hope Daniel Jones stays in New York for 10 years and does the same thing, and then you call a New York radio station and say, man, he was great. Fans just didn't know what they were talking about. Enjoy Daniel Jones for 10 years. Anyways, so, and I love the, Giants because I'm a Bill Parcells fan. He's the best. So, Anthony, I want to give you full disclosure, okay? I know the only interview I really listen to when you do on a weekly basis is John Wagner. I'm full disclosure, okay? Because I'm just not a fan of team guys that work for teams and do interviews because they say nothing. And that's just me. I'm being honest. So, and I usually tune away for 25 minutes and I come back. And so today I happen to listen because I know Double L. A lot of people don't know, but in 2016, me, Double L, and Eric Schmidt, we did a Lions podcast 1 year until when Bob Quinn was hired. But, see, I think you're playing both sides of the fence, okay? And that's what made me call. I was a little irritated because, you know, you said in the interview, well, what kind of expectations were people really thinking this year? Okay, let me tell you something, okay? And this isn't going just toward you. This goes to Lions fans. You know damn well, if the Lions won on Sunday, this town right now would have billboards where I'm driving on 96 right now, playoffs are possible. Okay, because the coach blew the game, now fans want to go to, well, come on now, we were only going to win six games. And I get it. If you said you're going to win six games before the beginning of the year, I totally understand. But don't tell me that if the Lions won that game, knowing they have Seattle and New England on the clock, that playoffs wouldn't have been talked about all week. But no, once again, we have the Lomas Brown guarantee blown game. We have the 6-2 start. Sean Rogers runs in the fumble, and then they lose the next eight games. We have the 9-4 start, and then Stafford loses four games in a row. We have all that all over again. So we can't have it both ways, okay? The Lions, if they would have won that game, this is what we'd be talking about this week, Anthony. You would be giddy. I mean, you wouldn't be able to sit down all week if the Lions won that game, knowing Seattle's on the clock. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The Lions are not going to beat Seattle on Sunday. I'm telling you right now, they are not going to beat Seattle. And if they do beat Seattle, if they do, it's going to be a last-second field goal by them coming back. But they're not going to beat Seattle this week because I'm telling you, that was a moment that Campbell blew that game is going to mess with them a little bit. I'm telling you. Go ahead, Anthony. I know you have somebody else on the line. You cut me off.
There goes Freddie. Let's get to Matt and GR. He wants to talk about the Lions. Good morning, Matt. How are you, partner?
Yes. Well, just one quick thing about Dan Campbell. There was two possessions in that game, and I know the gentleman, not the last caller, but the gentleman before him from Sports Illustrated, All Lions, or whoever he was, I disagreed with him talking about analytics a little bit, because coaching at the end of the day is based on feel, especially in those moments. And it seems like he has absolutely zero feel at times in the game making the correct decision. It's not just about analytics. You got to go with your, you know, do I go for this on fourth down? Is this a good time to do that? And now, obviously, it's hindsight's 20/20, right? We could say he shouldn't have looking back, or he should have looking back. But at the end of the day, he's getting paid an X amount of dollars to make those decisions. And that's what separates, in my opinion, him, other coaches, the great coaches from the good ones, is feel. They go with their gut, not analytics. So you guys have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much. I think that's what he did. I think he did go with his gut. And Logan Lamoriere's point there was, from a win probability standpoint, giving you the three options: go for it, kick the field goal, or punt it. And it was all right there at an 80% chance. If you make the field goal, if you make the conversion on fourth down, the win probability, or if you punt it, was all there between, what, 79 and 85%. So really kind of a gut call. As much as I dislike kicking the field goal there because you're in plus territory, I would say I have hatred, I guess, of going for it on your own side of the field there at the end of the first half. I dislike that call more than I dislike the field goal call, and I dislike that field goal call.
I think I'm in the minority where I just didn't want to punt the ball.
You didn't want to punt?
No, either go for it or get the points and make – if you make the field goal, make Minnesota score a touchdown.
Mm.
Either ice the clock or make Minnesota have to get a TD if you make the field goal.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't punting really wasn't on my to-do list there at that point of the game.
That's what all these people are crying about now is we should have punted the ball.
You should have punted the ball when it was fourth and one or fourth and two or whatever it was, on your own 49-yard line, in the first half. That's when you should have punted it. Defense was playing pretty well to that point, and, you know, flip the field a little bit. You know, even if it bounces into the end zone, they're looking at first and 10 from the 20-yard line. You know, you give them a 44-yard field, they're going to score. They're going to put some sort of points on the board. Like, that just, to me, that was a it just wasn't great. That to me wasn't it. And I hate this for Dan Campbell more than anybody, just because of, listen and look at the backlash now. Now, last year, do you remember?
Don't call it backlash, Anthony.
That's exactly what it is.
This is not backlash when literally all the guy has preached for 2 years is we're not going to have any dumb losses. And this is a dumb loss. That's just a fact. You were 4 for 6 and you didn't go for it again. Come on.
Well,
this is one of those losses where if you just push the envelope a little bit, like we've been asking for the last 20 years, you might win some more games. And then they get to the end and they don't push the envelope like we've been how many times have we for 10, 12 years, we'd watch the Lions play conservative football for three quarters, and then Matthew Stafford would throw three touchdowns in the fourth. Why don't we just let him go out there and play football? That's what Dan's been talking about for 2 years, and he didn't let his guys go do it.
I understand. It was 4th and 1 at the 49. That's what it was. So Minnesota took over on the plus side of the field, and it's like, this what you're getting right now, this is the backlash to the decision-making. That's what it is. I mean, this is why, I mean, your comment just now, like, this is your
reaction.
But it's
not, this is not only decision-making. It's improper clock management for an entire quarter of the game.
Come here, Dan. Come here. Come on, bring it in.
I don't need it, Anthony. I've seen lots of Lions bad losses. This one, when Ryan was talking earlier, we'll talk about it in the next segment, actually.
All right, we'll step aside. Don't go anywhere. NFL Week 3 scoreboard coming up as we get ready for Week number 4, and we'll get Dan's closing thoughts on that coming up next here on X's and Bros of the Michigan Sports Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to hit the open road? You know, get out of Dodge. Meet us at the Detroit Camper Show. Vickers Trailer Sales specializes in towables. New and used pop-ups, retro-style campers, travel trailers, and fifth wheels. Browse inventory online at VickersTrailerSales.com. That's V-I-C-A-R-S TrailerSales.com. Call or text 313-291-9000. For over 53 years, Vickers makes happy campers. No big box store pressure, just mom and pop deals. Campers starting at $89.99. Or payments as low as $128 a month with 10% down and credit approval. Call or text 313-291-9000. Your adventure awaits at Vickers Trailer Sales.
The rainstorms here in the Midwest can sometimes be harsh, so make sure you're prepared with a brand new set of Bosch Perfect View Wiper Blades from Auto Value, where Perfect View Wiper Blades are on sale for just $8.99 each. And don't forget the windshield washer solution. Rain-X All-Season Windshield Washer Solution is only $5.59 at your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts stores. And thank you again for keeping it local. Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Share your thoughts all morning long on the Meyer Guest Line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here to X's Bros Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you with us here. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Documentary about the estranged NBA referee Tim Donaghue took the fall probably for the entire association. We'll get into that with the coach, Kyle Barlow. They're beginning practice as well. Today we audibled a little bit because he was on the road recruiting, so it's great to be getting him here in the next 15 or so minutes. Maybe Freddie will listen to that. I think he'll really like Kyle if he does. It's it's a variety of topics is what it is. All right, let's wrap up our final thoughts there on the Lions discussion. Dan was reflecting back to something that Ryan had said earlier. Was it last week or earlier this week?
He had just said it was this morning, like something to the effect of like. No, I think maybe it was you, Anthony. Are we waiting on Sunday to the hangover is over with? And I felt there was a game a long time ago. I was just telling Ryan in the break, and I looked it up. It didn't seem like that big. It seemed like a huge moment at the time for the Lions. This is 2010. They were 2-5, 2-0 or 2-1 at home facing the Jets. I will remember this day forever. The last 3 minutes of the game, they gave up 10 points, and they lost in a field goal by Nick Folk in overtime. That it seemed like a turning point at that point, and the turning point went down for the Lions. I hope this turning point is an upswing, because it feels like a downswing after what we watched Sunday. But they could turn this into a positive if they play well on Sunday.
Do you remember last year going into the season, we were doing our like predictions and I kept referencing this guide, right? And I said, look, they don't have better than a 50% chance of win probability in more than, I think it was like two or three games all season. Do you remember that? I kept going back to those percentages, right? I'm looking for games that, you know, when rosters are completely healthy and everything's fine, you just start the new season, what are the chances based upon the statistics that you could win this football game? And I go back to this handy dandy chart that I have. They have on their schedule this season, five games with a 50% or better chance to win that football game based upon win probability. Right. And it's pretty like this handy dandy chart here is not bad. Like it proved to be pretty strong last year. And I want to go back to it for this commentary right here. The first game in which they have better than a 50% chance to win is week four against Seattle. Right. This handy dandy guide had them at 0-3 entering that game. The next game, 52% chance on the road in week 10 against Chicago. There are five of these games, folks. Five. That is why I'm looking back, and I don't know if it's the Hard Knocks effect or what it is. And Hard Knocks for me was much different this year because it was my team, right? It was my team, my fanhood, my employer. It was all of these different things, and I just felt differently about Hard Knocks. It didn't have the same, I don't know, it's something about it wasn't the same for me as it usually is when I have to watch the Browns and then believe that Cleveland or believe that the Indianapolis Colts or whomever, the Dallas Cowboys, are going to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't know if it's because I have a very unique familiarity with the team or what it was, but everything felt different. And my one key question here is at what point did we go from, and I tried my hardest, I really did try my hardest to tell people and reinforce this idea that six wins is doubling their win total from last year. That has to be seen as success. It has to be seen as trending in the right direction. Ryan had pointed out their offense and the way that they're scoring the football as a top five team in the league right now. That is dynamite. You know what the problem is, however? The problem is they're giving up a ton of points. A ton of points. Like, their defense is getting shredded. We know this. We saw it last year. As their 95 points are the best in the entire NFC. The best in the entire NFC. Only one team in the National Football League has scored more than the Detroit Lions this season. That's the Baltimore Ravens. And Lamar Jackson has accounted for every single one of those touchdowns because he wants $80 billion in guaranteed money. As great as this offense has been, and it's been fun, the defense has given up 93 points. 93. That is good for the worst scoring defense, not only in the NFC, but in the entire National Football League. In fact, folks, through 3 weeks of the NFL season, only one team has given up more than 82 points. Well, two teams have given up three, have given up 82 or more points. Tennessee surrendered 84. The Bolts have surrendered 84. The Falcons have surrendered 81. The Lions have given up 93. That's two scores worse than anybody else in the league. LA Chargers, one of those teams, they're 1-2. The Atlanta Falcons, they are 1-2. The Arizona Cardinals, they've given up 87 points this year. They are 1-2. We haven't been able to stop anybody. And we're still +2 in point differential. That's crazy. You give up 93 points. You know, second best scoring offense and the worst scoring defense in the league, that's not a very good equation right there. I'm sorry. Just isn't. And, you know, when you really look at this thing, why is everybody talking about playoffs? When did that start? When did we start talking about the playoffs? It's a 3-win football team. Had they won that game and been 2-1 and finished strong, would I have been excited? Yeah. But guess what? That excitement's going to calm down because you got another professional football team coming to work on Sunday. It's the way this league goes. Welcome to the NFL. That Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Colts, for God's sakes. All right, real quick, Week 3 scoreboard recap in the National Football League. It all started on Thursday night. The Browns beat the Steelers 29-17. Good for Jacoby Brissett, 220 and 2 touchdowns. The Vikings beat the Lions 28-24. No more discussion on that. The Bears beat the Texans 23-20. More on that Chicago Bears team tomorrow. The Titans topped the Raiders 24-22. Tennessee getting their first win of the season. Who would you rather be right now, the Tennessee Titans or the Detroit Lions? Indianapolis Colts pick up their first win of the season. They're 1-1-1 after a 20-17 shocking win over the Kansas City Chiefs. The Dolphins, Josh Allen went for 400 yards and 2 touchdowns, and somehow the Dolphins beat the Bills 21-19. Ravens stopped the Patriots on the road 37-26. Lamar Jackson, stellar. He had 107 yards on the ground alone by himself. He scores all the touchdowns. Joe Flacco and the Jets, not good enough to beat Broadway Joe and Joe Burrow's Bengals, 27-12. Bengals a winner on the road against the Jets. Jets. Robert Saleh, you got them receipts. Eagles beat the Commanders 24-8 in Washington. Carolina Panthers 22-14 winners over the New Orleans Saints. And Jaguars in a shocker, 38-10. Blew the doors off the Bolts. Not good. I said I wasn't going to pick against my Bolts anymore. Guess what? Now I got to go back to picking against them. Rams beat the Cardinals 20-12. Would you rather be the Cardinals today or the Lions? Falcons 27-23 winners over Seattle. Green Bay 14-12 winners on the road against Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers, allegedly Aaron Rodgers said that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers showed something on the Jumbotron. We'll have to wait and see how that story develops. The Broncos won a game 11-10 over the San Francisco 49ers. Crazy to me that Jimmy Garoppolo still gives them the best chance to win. They just got to find a way to score some more points. You can't score 10 points in an NFL game and expect to win. And the Dallas Cowboys upsetting the G-Men on Monday night in New York, 23-16, scoring 10 points in the fourth and final frame. It's all about Cooper Rush, fire up chips, all that good stuff. We're going to step aside. A documentary came out like in the last 2 weeks. It's on Tim Donaghy, that slimeball ref in the National Basketball Association. But it might actually be worse for the NBA. We'll talk about it next with the coach, Kyle Barlow, here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.